the sounds of Melinda the vocalist. Imoto. Yo, what a voice. This is how we introduce our guest for this evening. The one and only Mbalin Tlapo, a TikTok sensation, professional housekeeper. This is Mbali.
Hello, Tando. Hello, Koketo.
Can I do this? Wait. Listen carefully, ne? My name is Mbalin Tlapo, the housekeeper. I had to.
No, you had to. Otherwise, you're not the housekeeper.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know, I wish I could take advantage of the time that we have to learn a whole lot more about TikTok, because just looking at what you have done, the numbers that you've managed to amass, the followers that you've managed to amass. But before we get to all of that, for those who are hearing about you for the first time, Mrs. Mbali, who is Mbali Ntlap?
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And once more, thank you so much for the song that you've played. I love it. Mbali Ntlap is the housekeeper, a founder of Sister That Work Cleaning Services, and author of a cleaning book that is called My Name is Mbali Ntlap, and I'm a housekeeper. I am a wife, a mother of two boys. I love to clean. That is Mbali Ntlap.
Where does that come from, Sis Mbali? Because again, yes. One can easily get lost in what a person who cleans, particularly a black woman. We can get lost in that history. We can get lost in the fact that some of our mothers were working in my kitchen. And that remains a big issue in our community where, you know, at the end of the day, there are many still exploited black women who are working in my kitchen. But then there is that story which is real. And at the same time, there is your story.
Actually, the story, it is still real that black women, when they work as housekeepers, they are either poor or desperate or abused. And that is not the case. That was a long time ago, not in this century. In this century, you work as a housekeeper because you love to, not because you want money. It's problematic with money. Like, for instance, you choose to work at a radio station. Mm-hmm. I choose to be a housekeeper.
Where does that come from? And I want to get to Sisters at Work as well. But where did it all begin for you? When did you discover this which you love today?
I actually discovered it when I was maybe 15, 16, 16 years old, 17 years old. I discovered with my grandmother. When I grew up, my grandmother's home was the cleanest because she was the neatest lady, the cleanest lady and all. She was using DIY. So I didn't discover it then because I knew that every child, when we grew up, we were cleaning, right? And then life happened. I worked at a furniture store. Immediately when I finished matric, I worked at a furniture store. For a long time working at a furniture store, and then I had rumors saying that, hey, this is all retrenched. I said, I can't be retrenched. If without work, I'm just. And then I resigned, myself resigned at a furniture store while I was still cleaning my home like it's running out of fashion. My sister-in-law called because she knows that I'm a people's person and I am a cleaner by now giving myself a professional as a cleaner. She said that, Mbali, can you please assist me? Tomorrow I'm going back to work after 6 months of maternity leave. If you can please get someone to help me or if you can come and assist me. I said, okay, hold on. And I called everyone to the location. I am from Soweto. So I called everyone in Soweto, everyone in the group. And there was this one mama at church that said she will assist. I said, okay, ma, you know that you'll be sleeping there, ne? She said, cool. And you know there is a six-month-year-old child. She said, cool. After 2 weeks of me shanganising my sister-in-law and the mama at church, everyone was calling me. The same people that I was calling to find a lady, they called me now wanting ladies to assist them, wanting me to come and clean. And that is where Sisters at Work started.
That is incredible. And today, Sister Mbali, how many sisters are there, and how much, how many years has it been?
We started Sisters at Work 2015, and now we have 62 people that are working. When I say people, I'm talking about the brothers and the sisters. We're not only hiring or employing the sisters, we also have the brothers.
And what are the brothers doing?
The brothers are doing your home maintenance, your painting, your carpet cleaning, mattress cleaning, garden, trimming the trees, grooming the garden. They actually do home maintenance, window cleaning.
If you've just joined us, we are in conversation with Sizwe Mbalindlapo, founder of Sisters at Work. And as she said, there are brothers at work as well, and also a TikTok sensation. And we'll talk about her discovering TikTok. Sizwe Mbali, how does it work? So I need either a sister or a brother to come through. How do I engage with your services?
Okay, you either book our services on our website or book our services on our app. So you think, for instance, you want one sister to come and do your home maintenance, your home cleaning. One sister comes in. You said you want couple sisters. So couple sisters are two sisters that one can be doing the laundry, one can be doing the windows and the cleaning, depending. They actually share the work, depending as to what is it that you want them to do. And we also have a super clean. So a super clean is with a team of cleaners that comes and clean from your windows, your walls, your carpets, and anything that needs to be cleaned in your home. And we have a marathon clean. Yeah, a marathon clean, that is where you will clean couches. Like the same day, we call it a marathon clean because same day we'll clean your couches, all your mattresses, all your windows, your curtains, your blinds. That is a marathon clean. Even the dust that you didn't know it was there, we clean it.
Yeah. That is incredible. We'll take a quick break and continue in conversation with Sizwe Mbalindlapo of Sisters at Work. Also, of course, a TikTok sensation, a professional cleaner. 20 minutes past nine. It is a meeting point on SAFM. We continue in conversation with Sizwe Mbalindlapo, who is founder of Sisters at Work. And you might also know her as a professional housekeeper on TikTok. Sizwe Mbali, again, thank you very much for making time. I want to just also, in staying with the topic around the services that you offer at Sisters at Work, again, part of the exploitation of our people and the issues surrounding those who come and work in our homes also has got to do with transportation. One knows of many who come to our homes in the early hours of the morning, leaving very late. All of it, of course, of service to us, but also as part of work. But the service that you offer as Sisters at Work is also a delivery and pickup. Why was it important for you to have that as part of your offering?
Before we grew, or before the company expanded, it was very important because one, you'd book our services, and yet you are at somewhere in Midrand, and the sister is at Soweto. Or maybe the sister needs to take 3 taxis before they get to your home. That time you are becoming frustrated because it's already 8:30. We start to work at 8:30. It is already 8:30. You are late. You need to get to your work and all that. So it was important so that they do not get inconvenience in the morning. Going around all the taxis. So dropping them and picking them up actually was making life easy for all the sisters and our time.
Right.
They don't have to pick them up at another garage or bus stop or any other. So no one is inconvenient in the morning. Now that the company has grown and we have sisters in different areas, so we choose a sister that is close to your home so that she can maybe walk to your home or get a local taxi.
The success, or you have a moment, there's a moment where the business is running, it is gaining traction. And then somewhere in there, the professional housekeeper was born. What happened? How did you end up on TikTok?
I didn't know that I'll end up on TikTok because of my son. That's where I find myself on TikTok. So I'm huge. Sisters at Work is huge on the DIYs. We actually went green before the green product, you know? So we are huge on DIYs, doing it, mixing cleaning products. And my son said, Mama, please do a video mixing your cleaning products and post it on TikTok. I said, no, Pilar. TikTok is for you guys that are driving and all that. She said, no, Mama, I'm telling you, you'll see. You'll see that you will be helping a lot of people. And then when I was doing my DIYs, he took a video. He took a video while I was cleaning a shower. He took a video while I was doing this, and he posted it on TikTok. And that is where the housekeeper is.
You know, what's his name, Upila?
Upila, yes.
Yeah. It seems as if Upila, or let me put it this way. Clearly, Pilar knows his mother. Pilar knows how his mother is. Pilar knew that this thing that I'm enjoying alone, or that we are just enjoying at home, everybody needs to see it. And am I correct in that the energy that you have, the person that you are, what we're seeing on TikTok, that is you at home. That is what Pilar saw.
Exactly. Yes, that is me. And then my elder son, Umpilo, said, Mama, you need to introduce yourself. What's happening? Introduce. And that is where my name is Mbali Mbafo, and I'm the housekeeper, came about. So both of them knew their mother well, very well. They know their mother very well to say that, okay, this is the mesh.
That is incredible. At what point, Sizimbali, did you, and I'm staying with the TikTok, right? At what point did you realize how big it's become? There's the work that your boys have done in what they set up, and I'm sure at some point you realized something is happening there. When was that moment?
The moment was when I was at a mall, and when I was at a mall, I realized that this is big. When I was at a mall, the cleaning lady, hey, plug here, your cleaner, this is our cleaning plug, hey, and then I was like, all right, okay. Then one lady came to me, she hugged me and said, thank you, you've saved my white trouser and all this. I said, oh, okay. That is where I realized that, yeah, this is huge.
The DIY part of what you're about, Sizimbali, because I remember, and I'm yet to try this, by the way, the steaming of the house with the lemon and the, you know,
and
cloves. I'm yet to try that, right? But at the core of what you do, and you've said it already, and here you had somebody who says, you know, you saved my white clothes. Where does the DIY part come from, and what are some of the typical examples? Actually, before that, where does it come from? And then I'm going to ask you a question on how to resolve a particular issue that I have.
Okay. So the DIY part comes from my home, where I grew up, Diplofezon 2. My grandmother used to make from furniture polish, DIY, floor polish, DIY, washing powder, DIY, hand wash, DIY. So
Njani, Sizimbali, what is a typical washing powder DIY? Because, you know, we just go to the shop, we buy, but you're talking about Ugogo doing DIY. What does that look like?
Okay, it looks like this. It looks like boiling water, pouring a cup of vinegar. You see those soap, the washing soap, maybe the bar soaps that we normally use.
Sunlight, this all.
Yes, the bar soaps. Like, for instance, your soap that you use when you bath.
Ah, okay,
sure. It
doesn't
get completely finished. You see those smaller of them.
The last ones. the last pieces. Sure.
Yes. So she will boil the last pieces with a warm water and vinegar and add bicarbonate of soda. Yes, and add bicarbonate of soda. It doesn't become the powder. No. It becomes the liquid.
Okay.
Yes, the liquid.
And that becomes your washing liquid.
That is becoming your washing liquid. You see candles. You take your candles, you boil it with paraffin outside, you put your candles inside, and then you'll put maybe vanilla essence for the great smell. You've got yourself a furniture polish, a floor polish.
Yeah?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
It smells so nice.
We're in conversation with Sizimbali Nhlapo, and you can find her on TikTok, Mbali Nhlapo 7 on TikTok. Hey, guys, just go there. You'll see. 6.5 million likes, 726,800 followers. Hmm? This is big. Sizimbali, I've got an issue.
Yes.
I love my white vests. Right?
Just like me. I love white. I love bright colors, actually.
Yeah. I love my white vests. I always, at any point, I'm wearing white vests. And the minute I get home, I like to just stay in my vest or whatever I'm wearing, there will always be a white vest underneath, no matter what.
Yes. Yes.
But it has been a journey in keeping it crisp. Because I like it when it's brand new, because it's crisp.
Yes.
It's got that white crispness to it, right?
Yes.
But obviously, it doesn't stay like that. What is the best way to deal with my white vest or even... Even the white sheets, for example. But let's stay with my vest because that's my big issue.
Let us keep to your white colors. For instance, your white linen, your white vest, your white shirt. Okay. Now leave white towels outside because why? One, we do not mix color coding. Cream white must just be cream white. White must be white because this mixing of color coding, that's where it gets brownish or creamish.
Two,
when you wash all your white colors, add a half a cup of bicarbonate of soda. You will not have a need for you to deepen them because already you are adding a cup of bicarbonate of soda, whether you're doing the hand wash or whether you're doing the washing machine.
What does the bicarbonate do to the
brightener. It is a descaler, a deodorizer, a disinfectant. More especially, it is known to be a brightener. So your white will always be white. Do not mix your white towels and your white vest. The fabrics are not the same. The towels' fabrics are harder. It is overcoming or overpowering your white vest. Hence, you'll see that if you mix the two, let's say, for instance, you mix a white towel and a white shirt. Your white shirt now, it has lint because of the fabric from the towels.
And this idea that because they are all white, then we wash the whites together, whether it's the shirt or the socks or whatever it is. But because they are white, we just put them in there. And you're saying that don't do that.
No, we don't do that because, yes, I know sometimes we might be saving washing powder, time, electricity and all that. However, mixing of your fabrics. Actually, one fabric overpowers. So you need to know the different fabrics. For instance, your vest. Are not the towels, are not the shirts.
Whew, that is incredible. We still have, maybe you have
cleaning
a question yourself. Sorry, ma?
Cleaning is big, so it might take the whole day.
Yeah, exactly. 086-000-2032. Take advantage of the limited time that we have still with Sizimbali Nhlapo, who is a professional housekeeper and founder of Sisters at Work. You can go to sisteratwork.co.za, sisteratwork.co.za. What has been, Sizimbali, to go back to the business, to go back to the 60-plus people who are part of Sister at Work, the sisters and the brothers? What has been their feedback to you, not only of the business, but also the work that they do? Your relationship with them?
So the feedback that they're coming back, personally to me, it says that when they get to the clients, they will be asked, you're coming from Berlin Club, so you know what to do. So you know what to do. Do you know a super clean? Do you know? Yeah, you're using bicarbonate of soda. So actually, clients are expecting that they are housekeepers. They need to know.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are your boys saying now?
My one boy, the eldest, is now he's finished matric, so he's must getting to find his way, which is going to university or what. The youngest son is still at school, so they are assisting me a lot with videos. My videos, when I take my videos, they will tell me, "Mama, the position, it's ngiyabonakala ngapha. You can see me. The light is not lighting nicely, and all that." And you know, most when it comes to English, English is just English. They will tell me, but you know, Mama, you did it. You said his, and you were supposed to say has.
Oh, Susan Bali, thank you. Thank you for, on the one hand, of course, there is the entertainment behind what you do, but there's also the assistance that you give. There is the education as well. And that's before we even get to the entrepreneur and the employer that you are and the lives that you've impacted in the work that you do. Thank you very much for making time to speak to us this evening.
Only a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Much, much appreciated. Sisi Mbali Nhlapo, there is a professional housekeeper. You can go to Instagram, or rather to TikTok at Mbali Nhlapo 7. And also you can go to the business itself, which is sister@work.co.za. That is sister@work.co.za. We're in the last half hour of The Meeting Point. It is 24 minutes to 10.